Nicole Goyle, and I am here with my husband, Dr. Ashu Goyle. He is our pain and regenerative medicine physician at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness. I do all of our regenerative aesthetics. Our goal with these segments is to help people who are watching at home answer any questions that they might be wondering when it comes to different pain topics and procedures. So the topic that we are talking about today is going to be neurostimulators. This is a pain procedure that people come into our office and receive. It's done by Dr. Goyle and have seen a lot of relief. And so we want to answer some questions that maybe, you know, people might be thinking about and just, you know, not exactly sure what a neurostimulator is. So Dr. Goyle, can you tell us exactly what is a neurostimulator and how can it help people who are dealing with chronic pain?
Sure. So people might have heard of spinal cord stimulators in the past. So this is a therapy that we use to treat pain that typically comes from chronic low back pain, neck pain, arm pain, or leg pain, or even neuropathy. Mm-hmm. So this modality involves using tiny electrodes that are strategically placed inside the spinal canal to shut off pain signals.
Oh, wow.
So people who we typically use this for are patients who've had back surgery and who have persistent pain after back surgery,
okay.
Persistent leg pain after back surgery, something we call post-laminectomy syndrome or
okay.
failed back surgery syndrome.
Okay.
And so patients who experience this type of pain, for them it can be quite debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
So they've typically gone through injections, ablations, which mm-hmm. we've previously mm-hmm. spoken about, extensive physical therapy, they've undergone workup by their surgeon, and now there's nothing surgical to correct. So this is a situation where the nerves just communicate pain,
mm-hmm.
and that's become this person's normal state.
Okay.
So what the neurostimulator or spinal cord stimulator does is it disrupts those pain signals to the brain. So the procedure involves placing electrodes mm-hmm. into the epidural space, which mm-hmm. is under, which is in the spinal canal above the spinal cord area.
Okay.
It's a minimally invasive procedure. This part is done in the office. We do a temporary evaluation first, where the trial leads are put in, and the patient actually tries the system for 5 to 7 days
okay.
to see if they're a candidate for permanent implantation
okay.
of this therapy. So once the leads go in, they're done. They're inserted through two tiny needles, all done under fluoroscopic guidance.
Okay.
I've had some patients do this just with local anesthetic. Some patients require some light sedation. The procedure itself is not painful.
Okay.
The worst part, again, is the local anesthetic for
You're
the
right.
needles. And
yeah.
then the leads, when they're placed, they usually don't cause any pain whatsoever.
Okay.
So once they're in place, and I confirm placement via x-ray guidance, and then we do some testing with the reps, with the representatives from the company, the spinal cord stimulator company in the room to make
okay.
sure the leads are placed correctly. For the temporary evaluation procedure, there's no sutures, there's no cutting. The needles go in, the
mm-hmm.
wires go in, the needles come out, and everything is taped to the skin.
Okay.
So once the leads are in place, the patient goes to recovery. The rep works with the patient to program to make sure that we are covering all their painful areas. The
okay.
beautiful thing about these neurostimulators is they're fully programmable. So I tell my patients, when you have this, you know, let's say you have back pain and you also have left and right leg pain, but it can shift from one side to the other
mm-hmm.
depending on what you're doing. For example, if someone is sitting and they have back pain but they're standing, then they have back and leg pain.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a program for each different type of pain you experience.
Oh, wow.
You can have one globally that takes care of all your pain, other ones specifically for one side versus the other. And you can turn it on, turn it off, turn the intensity up, turn it down. It really gives patients complete control of their pain
mm-hmm.
relief. So we do the temporary evaluation. 5 to 7 days later, I take the leads out in the office.
Mm-hmm.
There's the patients just come in, I take the dressing off and pull the leads right out.
Okay.
Put two Band-Aids on the sites, and if they've had profound relief, but typically my litmus test for this is if patients come in and beg me to leave it in,
oh,
then
okay,
they're a good candidate
Wonderful.
To have this implanted.
Yeah.
So for the implant procedure, I typically send to a surgeon for that.
Okay.
And that's a minimally invasive surgical procedure. It's done outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
In the skilled hands of the surgeons I refer to, it can take 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
So
there's really no downtime afterwards, just healing time from the incision site.
Okay.
And then the stimulator's programmed, and then ideally within usually about a month or two after the implant, they'll start experiencing the relief that they were looking for. Wow. Yeah.
Now explain a little bit more. So you're talking about the leads and you're talking about programming the leads. Mm-hmm. Is there like a battery pack?
Yeah, good question.
So, and where is that located on the patient? Is it inside? Is it outside?
Right. Great. For the temporary evaluation procedure, there's no surgery, there's no incision. Mm-hmm. So the leads go in through the skin.
Okay.
Into the epidural space. They are coming out of the skin.
Okay.
And they're connected to an external battery pack.
Okay.
All of that is taped to the patient's back and flank.
Okay. And how big is this battery pack?
It's about the size of like a hockey puck.
Small.
Yeah, maybe a smaller hockey puck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not uncomfortable. You're
typically
not going to really feel it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going to get in the way of clothing or anything.
Right, exactly. Okay. So if I have patients who are side sleepers, we typically ask them what side do you sleep on and put it on the opposite side. This is for the temporary evaluation.
Okay.
Now for the permanent implant, all the wires are tunneled under the skin. So they go into the epidural space, and then instead of coming out of the skin, a little incision is made where the leads will be tunneled through a tunneling device into the area where we create a pocket.
Okay.
So this pocket is made in the fatty tissue under the skin.
Okay.
And so it's just like a pacemaker battery.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same size as a pacemaker battery, virtually the same technology on some level.
Okay.
All of that's internal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so who, you touched on it as well about who would be a candidate. So patients who have undergone other treatments, nothing has really worked, had a failed surgery, mm-hmm. are those typically the patients that come in for this procedure?
Typically, yeah.
Okay.
So who have persistent pain after failed surgery.
Okay.
We also use this for patients who have neuropathy.
Oh,
so this
okay.
is burning feet and leg pain.
Okay.
They've failed medications. They've, you know, undergone extensive workup for any other cause or treating the underlying cause. And if it can't be treated and the pain persists, they may be a candidate for this therapy as well.
Okay.
We also use it for a painful condition called CRPS, or used to be called RSD.
Okay.
So this is a neuropathic or nerve pain condition that can be very debilitating. It causes loss of function of a limb because the pain can be so severe. So this is approved for that treatment as well. So once patients have failed all other conservative treatment, then this may be an option for them.
And so I better understand it, and you know, people watching understand it as well. Is this basically like if anybody has ever had knee pain or gone through rehab after a knee surgery and had a TENS unit on their knee, is this similar to kind of, but it's internally?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's very similar technology.
Okay.
But I had a patient once who, back in Columbus, Ohio, I took care of. This is a Harley Davidson riding guy.
His Cleveland Clinic days.
Yeah. So he was like almost like a Hell's Angel kind of guy, right? But just amazing person. So he had surgery, failed surgery, mm-hmm. persistent back pain, leg pain, couldn't ride his bike. And we ended up doing a stimulator trial for him, right? And so he got tremendous relief.
Mm-hmm.
But he said something to me that has stuck with me.
This
is back from 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. But he said, listen, Goyle, he's like, a TENS unit is like riding a tricycle.
Oh.
He's like, a stimulator is like riding a Harley. And that's always stuck with me. So
I like that.
Yeah, just that analogy there.
Okay, that
so
makes sense.
Yeah, so it's very similar to the TENS unit technology,
right?
Where we're using electrical signals to override chronic pain signals.
Like, is it referring it?
It's basically on some level, but it's stimulating the inhibitory pain pathways.
Okay.
So we block pain signals, but the sensation can be very similar to a TENS unit.
Okay.
But over the last several years, the technology has improved to the point where now people can have these stimulators implanted and they can have settings which just shuts off the pain. So there's no vibration, there's no buzzing, there's no tingling. It just shuts, the pain's just shut off.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
So what is the success rate on getting this procedure done?
As far as...
patient success rate.
Oh, patients,
so,
yeah, sure. So...
Yeah.
The standard rule is 50% of patients get 50% relief.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we do a temporary evaluation first.
Okay.
We do a temporary evaluation to see if they're a candidate for this.
So somebody who is experiencing debilitating pain, they can actually have a reduction in pain that allows them to get back to a regular lifestyle.
Ideally.
Yes.
So we do the temporary evaluation, and it's 5 to 7 days. Most people know within a few days.
Okay.
Because this device should provide pretty significant pain relief.
Okay.
If they're on the fence, like let's say we do a temporary evaluation, they come back, like, yeah, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a good candidate for an implant because I think they'll be very disappointed.
And if somebody is not a candidate, do they just come back in and do another procedure? Will you remove the leads?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you go through the same process? You have to go go through local sedation or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, local anesthetic or sedation.
Okay, yes. Got it. Mm-hmm. And then as far as, you know, when a patient gets this done, is this forever? If they see a reduction in pain, is this going to help them for the rest of their lives?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So ideally, that's what we hope for,
okay.
Right? But I think the data shows that with time, there is disease progression.
Okay.
And over time, unfortunately, these can fail.
Okay.
But with the newer technologies, I think what we're seeing are, all the technologies in the battery.
Okay.
So what we're finding now is that when patients are progressing with their disease and mm-hmm. their symptoms are progressing, sometimes changing the batteries can be very beneficial because there's new programming capabilities. They're able to change the way the electricity hits the electrode and is delivered to the spinal cord. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the entire system needs to come out and needs to be replaced.
Okay.
So.
And is this procedure covered under insurance?
Yeah, it's covered under most insurances and Medicare.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after you get this procedure, do you need to do any physical therapy or any other modalities to?
Yeah, always. I think, the goal, when I see patients, like when you have chronic pain, that's a physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
There's a physical medicine component that needs to be done.
Okay.
And that physical medicine component is physical therapy. So, and not all physical therapy is cut out. Is not created equal, so mm-hmm. it's a matter of finding a really good physical therapy outfit and physical therapist who can work with each individual's patient's individual needs.
Okay.
So,
a lot of great information. So I feel like he has answered all of the questions that I had for him. And if you have any other questions regarding any of the topics we've talked about either today or in the past, please feel free to visit our website. We have a whole list of different conditions, chronic pain conditions, acute pain conditions, and some of the treatments that we offer at Integrated Spine Pain and Wellness. So stay tuned for more segments in the future.